This is Allie Marshall with Mountain Express. I'm talking to Philippe Bergabel from the French pop band General Bye Bye. That band takes its first U.S. tour this summer, and they'll play Club 828 on August 20th with another French band, Hold Your Horses, and also Asheville band Saint Solitude and Wages. Here, Bergabel talks about writing songs in English, meeting St. Solitude's Dup Crossan while he was visiting Austin, Texas, and using couchsurfing.org as a way to book his tours. The song that we're listening to here is Alphabet by General Bye Bye.
Why did you decide to do a tour in the U.S.?
So the thing, so my story is that I went in Austin, Texas, during almost 2 months in October, November 2009.
Okay.
While our singer was pregnant, I knew that we could not work properly here in France while she was. The last months of pregnancy was not really the best time ever for us to play and perform and work. And so I heard a lot about Austin from different friends, from different articles here in France. And I wanted to check, and I thought that it was the perfect time to check what happened in the U.S. because, you know, what happens is that often things that happens in the U.S. happens in Europe like 5 or 6 years after. So I thought that at that time, while I was in a struggling band like many other people, I thought like it would be nice to have like a game in advance in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that I have a friend who told me about the Future of Music Coalition, a 3 days conference about the future of music in Washington D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been at that conference in it was between the 6th and 9th of October 2009. It was really, really, really great. It changed a lot of my ideas about music. I mean, it's not that it changed my mind about music, but it's been so many good things told during that conference, because the point of that conference was to make a kind of resume of the situation and what a musician should do nowadays to try to improve their promotion and to manage to earn money and like to be able to live from their music, because it's always the same story. We most of us are struggling. We are too many musicians. Complicated, so it was very important for me to go at that conference.
Right.
And I've been very I learned a lot about promotion, and actually if we can launch that tour, it's completely directly linked with that summit, because they presented that Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
That fundraising webpage. So we did a project on Kickstarter. We did not succeed because I guess we were too small band, but at the same time, I learned a lot from that first project. Then we launched another project with Feed the Muse, and then now in France, we just yesterday actually managed to reach our goal of €800.
I give you A for apple tree, I give you B for bumblebee, I give you C for cherry pie, give you G for you and I, give you E the great escape, I give you F for fire away.
But, the story is funny, but I've been doing my whole trip in the U.S. by car surfing,
mm-hmm.
and it ended that one night when I just left the coach I was to in Austin, Bob from Saint Solitude was at the same coach at the same host. Person I was to, and that person put us in contact. We were supposed to go together at a concert of Hope from the Valley in Austin, and that could not make it, but we kept in touch, and when I got back in France and I decided to launch the tour, I contacted him, and he was nice enough to send me a huge list of venues classified by area and state, so it's been very, very useful as well.
I give you I don't know why, I give you G for G. come July. I give you care for keeping me, give you L for luxury, give you M for Milky Way. I give you N to make you stay, I give you R to make you go.
So maybe this is pretty self-explanatory because you were saying that a lot of your favorite bands are in the U.S., but is that why General Bye-Bye records in English instead of in French?
Not really. I would say that, if I can reassure you, of course I have less accent when I sing than when I speak, but it's always the same story, you know?
Your English is just fine.
French people are not good with foreign language, actually, for a true reason, because I teach French to foreigners in France, and I teach Swedish as well. And the thing is that French is a very monotonic language, so we don't have any tonic accentuation. That's why our English is very bad, usually, first of all. But we sing in English because I would say to sing in French is really, really hard, because I would say that the weight of words in French is maybe a bit different than from English.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that English is a more shallow language, but French words are incredibly heavy. And I would say that we have such great songwriter in France that it's really hard to compete with them. And I would just say that our musical culture is definitely towards Anglo-Saxon music. So actually, it's never been a discussion or an issue for us. We have maybe only two songs in French, but we never performed them. It's for a long time ago, and we just feel far more confident in French, even though actually we are very excited because we have now a song in Arabic,
huh.
Because the drummer of the band is married with a girl from Tunisia, and we will certainly perform a song in Arab in the U.S., and we are very excited to see what will be the reaction of the audience.
Huh.
And we have also a song in Spanish now, but I don't think we'll be able to perform it because it's a bit too new. And as well in Swedish, as I speak Swedish, we are just now covering a song from Sweden. But it's definitely an approach in the band now to try to sing in a different language as well.
And I also think that French pop carries a certain cachet. I think that it has, it's kind of maybe more stylish.
I think I was kind of really surprised that when I was in New York and Austin, it happened that I was at some venues where they were playing some music from the 60s from France. It's a movement called Yeah Yeahs.
Okay.
And it was with Brigitte Bardot and stuff. And actually, the movement is born from the fact that in American songs, it was often like yay, yay. So we have a movement here in France called Yeah Yeah. To speak about the music from the 60s. And it happened that I was at some venue or bar and that they were playing that. I was very, very surprised. But I get your point. Often, the thing is that the prejudice about France is that we would be like kind of stylish, drinking wine and eating cheese all the time.
Right.
Which is basically not far from the reality. But but I would say that it's something, also, you know, something to answer also to your previous question, I would say that there's really such a huge cultural gap between France and the U.S. because I would say the problem with Europe is that Europe is an old continent. We have a lot of stories. We have a heavy background. And there's a tendency here in Europe to always look behind and never look forward. So that's why I don't enjoy it very much in Europe, because I have the feeling that we can't do things. There's always someone, you know, I always take that image that it seems that here you wake up in the morning, you have an idea, and someone says to you, like, yes, but. While my feeling in the U.S., maybe it's again, the positive foreign factor that tells me say that, but in the U.S., I had the feeling that if I have an idea and that I speak about it, everybody is excited and, like, motivates me to accomplish it. So it's amazing. I mean, I really love that aspect about the U.S., that it seems that people are far more audacious.
Like a puppet on a string, you make me walk, you make me sing, you make me laugh, you make me fly.